Your reaction to tonight's 4-0 win here in Cookstown, Ryan?
Delighted with the result, Andy. Always a tough place to come to, and a fantastic young side. Mid-Ulster tried to play football, some cracking talents, you know, a fantastic goalkeeper. And tonight, they really, really made it hard for us. They came out with a very difficult formation to play against, playing five at the back, four midfield, and it took us maybe over 40-50 minutes to try and break them down. So it was a difficult game, but it's been a hard week for us. The match on Monday night against Glentoran and the County Antrim Shield took its toll on us. We have a lot of players carrying niggly injuries, so it was important for us to travel well tonight and put in a performance and try and get the job done, because there's obviously a break now with the international week coming up for the girls. So yeah, delighted with the two results during the week, and we now sort of rest, recover, and try and have a break and refresh and refocus for the second part of the league.
We had to be patient tonight. The first goal was a wee while in coming, and then even at 1-0, you know, the second goal was a good wee while in coming. So it was, you know, a lot of positives, a lot to learn from tonight's game, and indeed from Monday night's game, where we had 1-0 and we had to see that game out.
Yeah, the Monday night's result was the old saying is maybe winning ugly, and Monday night was definitely that. Glentoran were very, very hard to break down, and Kelly Bailey and Lauren Wade was causing us a lot of problems, and they hit the post, they hit the crossbar, and I think being upfront and honest, and as a manager, I think we rode our luck, and we were lucky to get through. But you need your luck to get through in the cup games, and we progressed to the semi-final. As for tonight, you know, like I said, they started out with a very, very defensive formation, playing five at the back. It was very, very hard to break them down, and then we switched our formation to 3-4-3, and we got in behind them more once we adjusted. And the balls we played, you know, the goalkeeper, Ulster goalkeeper Jackie, and she's an international player, she was phenomenal tonight, and she probably was the man of the match in performance. But we got there in the end, and we broke them down. First goal penalty, one of those ones, you know, as a manager, you're happy to get. But I'm sure the opposing manager will probably be disappointed for it to go against them. And then once we got the second goal in the second half, well-worked goal down the sides, we knew we could take the result then. And then obviously they came out to try and go us a wee bit, and we exploited them in spaces near the end of the game.
Megan Bell has looked impressive this week. You know, she got the winner on Monday and looked impressive, and tonight she came on as a sub, and you know, she injected that urgency and pace, you know, into the team tonight.
Yeah, it's very hard to believe. She's only 15 years of age, and she deserves great credit. She's done well. She's shown that hunger. She's shown that desire. And tonight, even Kelsey Burrows coming into the side as well and playing in centre half beside the international captain Ashley Hutton. You know, and she integrating the squad slowly. But I had to leave some players out tonight, and young Abby McGee missed out tonight, and she was on the bench on Monday night. But we've got very, very fantastic up-and-coming players, and they are going to be crucial in this league campaign. And, you know, make no mistake about it, you know, we'll need to use them, and they're a big future at this club, and it's important that we provide and keep the young players coming through at this club.
It's early days in the league table, but, you know, at the start of this week, you'd have taken a win in the cup and a win in the league in a nice position going into an international break at the top of the table.
Most definitely. And, you know, nothing's won or lost now, halfway through the league. It's nice to be where we are, but the players know themselves. There's another big 6 weeks to come after the break, and against some fantastic sides, and other sides have strengthened with girls coming back from America, you know, so we know when we play them again they're going to be tougher. So the girls have to be mentally strong, you know, and that hunger and desire has to see us through in the second half of the season. And you know, they were in the same position last year, and it's very much up to them where they want the rest of the second half of the season to go.
Well done tonight, and indeed Monday, and make the most of the recovery time and the rest over the next week or so, and hopefully our international players will go away and acquit themselves well. And you know, it's a good time to refocus, isn't it, going into, you know, another second stage of the season.
Yeah, most definitely. We'll have to sit down, we'll reflect, we'll refocus, we'll see what's worked well, we'll see what hasn't worked so well, you know. But the players deserve some time off. For the international players, we wish them all the best. We wish Alfie Wiley all the best, and we hope he gets two positive results in the campaign. And we wish our players all the best here at Connacht at Linfield Football Club, and all the players who are in the international squad throughout the clubs.
It it's a solid foundation we've built for this season, but you know, a long, long way to go, isn't it?
Yeah, still a long way to go. So one game at a time is our mentality, and that's the way we'll approach every game.
All the best for the next game. I think it's Glentoran, isn't it?
Glentoran next game.
All the very best for a big game at Rathmore.
Thanks, Andy.